We've been watching very closely what's happening with the economy of the United States. One of the things that we had talked about in the past is how good the economy was going. And there were a couple of key factors that we were seeing: wage increases, low rates of unemployment, and we were seeing the quality of life go up, because coupled with those two things, we were not seeing inflation. What we're seeing now is the economy coming back very strong, but we're seeing a big amount of inflation. Well, one of the people that we've talked about this the most, his words, not mine, the math geek himself, is Congressman David Schweikert. He joins us right now. Congressman, let's talk about, first, let's start with inflation and what's happening. This seems to be not a danger right this minute, but a lot of people are predicting that this is going to start slowing down the economy.
I'm going to throw it at you. It's probably a little more complicated because we're not sure how permanent this is.
It's always a little more complicated with you.
Yeah. Is this inflation cycle here because the federal government has pumped and the Federal Reserve have pumped so much cash into the economy that you have lots and lots and lots of people running around buying stuff? Look what's happened to home prices just in your neighborhood.
Right, right. Now,
when that cash starts to dry up, does the, empty supply chains and the other things, or have we done already so much structural damage that your ability to house your family or your ability to buy, basic produce and other things, the prices have gone up so much that you have lots and lots of Americans that now need higher salaries. Does that sort of set off like breeder reactor where you start chasing your tail? We just don't know yet. We'll actually have a real good sense in about 60 more days of, is this structural, where it becomes a seesaw of, I got to be paid more because everything's costing me more. Well, because you're paying me more, everything now costs more.
Right. So let's talk about the tax plans that are making their way through Congress. The idea that the president wants a $6 trillion budget. What's happening? Where are we with the tax increases? What are we looking at realistically in tax increases, and how soon are we going to see them?
Okay, one more time. It's not $6 trillion budget. It's functionally almost $6 trillion additional spending.
Right.
On top of about a $4 trillion budget.
Yeah, that's a mind-numbing number.
Yeah, mind-numbing numbers. And look, yesterday Treasurer Yellen in front of Ways and Means, and she wouldn't answer, which is frustrating. We can't make their math work. So the president, the Democrats have promised that all this new spending was going to be covered by new taxes. But so far, the scoring of the new taxes doesn't come anywhere close to the amount of spending. And my fear is they're setting us up to add, in the next couple of years, a national VAT tax like they have in Europe.
Right.
Or other types of taxes on top of everything else. And, because right now they mathematically can't keep their promise. Our best math is that all the tax hikes will not hit even 50% of all the new spending. And the spending is through the ceiling, and it's political spending. When they talk about infrastructure, the vast, vast majority of this isn't roads and bridges. It's less than 10%. It's almost political constituencies of the Democrats is where most of this money is going.
Coupled with the estate tax, the estate tax that they're proposing seems to be almost punitive to anybody that has anything to pass down to their family members. Can any of this be stopped, or is all of this a foregone conclusion?
Well, some of their initial basis changes, and that's how much gets excluded from the estate tax, is being proposed in a way where the really, really wealthy are going to be able to shelter. They're going to hide it. They're going to put it in certain types of trusts. There's ways around it. So it ends up kicking the head into, the plumbing company that for 30 years becomes a big plumbing company. And, they choose to sell it, or the principals pass away.
Or wouldn't
that's
you say
that's actually what we're really worried about?
But isn't it worse also here for us here in Arizona with all the farmers and ranchers where they're not making a whole lot of money off the land, but they own the land. And when someone passes on, the value of the land is what ends up happening. They end up becoming almost sharecroppers because they're selling off land to pay their taxes.
Yeah, it's an equity play. I will give you one that we looked at just yesterday. The capital gains increase puts the capital gains rate into the 40% range. The modeling right now from actually not a conservative group, actually a somewhat liberal leaning group, says the capital gains tax increase itself will lose $33 billion over its first 10 years. And just the capital gains tax. You start to understand that the economics of taxes is where do you maximize revenue and maximize economic growth and opportunity? Because that's how you help the working poor. That's how you help the hardworking men and women. But you also maximize economic growth and revenues. And these taxes are so high right now in the proposals that they'll actually slow down. The corporate tax hike is scheduled to lose 1 million American jobs in the first 24 months.
And along with that is you're also talking about it's I would agree with you in any normal circumstance, but we are on the backside of this pandemic where businesses are just starting to see the light of day and climb out of this hole. Carrying that burden is going to make it even worse, don't you think?
What it's going to do is if we don't do this right, we will not have a cycle of long-term economic growth. And we may end up with something that looks very much like the 1970s, where you have high inflation and most of the price changes are just chasing the inflation cycle. Instead of investing in productivity, we seem to be investing in just wish lists for groups that support fairly liberal causes.
Well, you are always a breath of fresh air and sunshine, and we have always...
Look, I'm optimistic. There's a chance we could, if we could get our act together and stop pandering to, right now, the crazy side of the let's face it, the Democrat members of Congress. There are really good things out there technology-wise that really could set another decade of great economic growth, much better health, for America and the world, but we can't seem to talk about that right now. Right now, it punish those businesses, those small businesses, and those that didn't support the Democrats. And it's the politics of taxes is actually pretty ugly right now.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way. Well, I hope you have a good weekend. Look forward to seeing you when you're home, and look forward to maybe getting you in studio now that this COVID thing's behind us.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, pretty soon. We sure will be able to.
Well, look, you sound great for having to wear a mask in front of the microphone.
Thanks, Congressman.
Goodbye, Mike.
That is Congressman David Schweikert. A little news on taxes, an update on what's coming, and just a report from D.C.